Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The Bert Show.
We are going to start texting with Christine and for Christine here. Because her husband got a late night text from a coworker that is a woman, and she's not okay with it. And she wants our help, I believe, texting the coworker to go, Do I have that right there, Christine?
You sure do. Hey, you guys, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. How can we help? Tell us about the situation here. Who is this woman? Do you know that there's a history? What's going on?
Yeah. So thank you for helping me with this. So my husband, he got this late night text from a female coworker, and the text said, "Can't wait to see you and close this deal." And it was like at 1 a.m. and I'm not okay with it. Mm-hmm. Like, who sends a message like that to a married man in the middle of the night? Like, it feels so disrespectful. Like, I brought it up to him, but my husband doesn't want to do anything about it. He's like, it's not a big deal. Like, he doesn't want to create tension at work unnecessarily. But to me, this, like, it's huge. This is huge. And it's very unnecessary that somebody like sets this person straight. Like, it's not just about the text, it's boundaries, right? Like, boundaries and respect.
All right. So let's talk about boundaries and respect for just one second. I just want to throw it all out there because your husband has already said, leave it alone, right? And here you are not leaving it alone. So he's going to have the same feelings you're having right now.
Oh, why you got to make sense?
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying we're not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, hey, he's probably going to feel the same way.
That's a good point.
Well, but like, why is she texting him at 1 a.m.? Like, I feel like his boundaries don't matter, if I'm being honest. Like he refuses to address it. And so I'm like, I'm going to just text her myself. I don't care. Like, he doesn't know that I'm planning this, but listen, I don't want to come across as completely unhinged, even though I'm sure y'all are thinking that right now. But I need your help to like make this text message perfect, so I can get my message across to her without causing this like massive scene at work, you know?
Yeah. So I'm playing this out in my head. I'm putting myself in your shoes, and I would be offended as well. And I would feel disrespected as well that a coworker, and it does, whether it should or not, the fact that it's a woman and your husband is attracted to women, and a woman was the one who texted at 1 a.m. can't wait to see you and close this deal. Whether it was harmless or not, it's no longer harmless because she sent it at 1 a.m.
Right.
Very much outside of business, you know, business working hours.
Depends on what you do for a living.
What are we doing for a living, Mo?
What
line of work is your husband in?
I mean, you know, he does own a strip club, so I make sure, you know, since that he'd hit him up at 1 a.m. when everybody's up.
Well, there are two parts to this text message. One of them doesn't bother me so much as the other one. And the timing of it, I guess that can be explained, but the text message was, can't wait to see you and close this deal. If it was just like, can't wait to close the deal tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling all that bad about it.
True.
But the fact that I'm saying, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, see you was a bit much.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It is a first-time offense, I'm assuming. If this is the first time you've noticed this text came through at 1 a.m.
That she's aware of.
Is it possible that maybe she was just sending a text that she would normally send at any other hour? Maybe she was celebrating closing the deal at a bar somewhere, sent it at 1 a.m., not really thinking about how it would come off, and maybe regrets it. I don't know. Maybe it was a harmless mistake.
Here's what I want to propose to you, Christine, okay? Because we're going to have to take a break here. I think unhinged is a strong word, I think you're causing more tension with your husband than need be right off the bat. I think if we're going to do a texting tutor, and here's what I would like to submit, is we text your husband and say, hey, I'm hurt, I'm offended. If you don't take care of this today, I'm going to. Rather than go right to her, because that is creating so much drama and tension with your husband. He literally has said to you, don't do this, and you're doing it. It's a no win. It's a no win.
Absolutely.
I think that we should just focus on your husband, but that's going to be your call. Okay, so give us a couple of minutes here. When we come back, you can tell us exactly what you want to do. We've given you the warning, and then we'll start texting tutor with you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, texting tutor coming up in a couple of minutes.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, a couple of minutes ago, Christine hits us up all hot because her husband got a text message in the middle of the night from a coworker that said something to the effect of, can't wait to see you and close this deal, right? It came in at 1 a.m. Christine's like, totally inappropriate, especially at 1 a.m.
She wants her husband to set boundaries with this woman he works with. And he was like, nah, it's just going to cause tension in the office. It's not worth it. Let's just forget it. And so, Christine's like, I don't forget.
Yeah. So he's already said, like, don't mix it up with her. Please don't do it. And Christine has called us to help her with a texting tutor to do the exact opposite with her husband and text the coworker. And before we left her a couple of minutes ago, I said, think about it for a couple of minutes. And when you come back, we'll do whatever you want. I feel like it's more appropriate to text the husband than it is to create this drama with the coworker. You've thought about it. What would you like us to do?
I can go ahead and I can text the husband.
Okay.
All right. That's
the best. You said text. You mean you can text your husband?
Okay. All right. I think this is the way smarter play here.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it's... I think maybe there's got to be a little threat in there, but I think it's got to be something like, hey, I'm really bothered by this text message.
I'm not feeling heard or respected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stuff. Yeah. Use all those women speak.
Yeah.
Those keywords.
All right. So we're texting the husband.
The husband. Yeah.
If this was me, I wouldn't use my pet name. I wouldn't be, hey, babe. I'd be a little more curt than that because I'm a little peeved at the situation. Yep. So I would just be like, hey, the more I think about this, the more upset I get. I don't feel like I'm being heard or respected. If you don't set communication boundaries with your coworker, I will.
Okay, she mean business.
I don't hate that at all. Nope. I don't hate that at all. You already have told him that this is bothering you. He said let it blow over. He knows the kind of woman that he married. I'm guessing this isn't a one-offer for you.
Is there anything to be said for leaving that last sentence off until he texts back about the first part?
So you want us to say, I need you to establish communication boundaries with your coworker today.
Yes.
And then if he says, I told you, let it blow, then we can go in with it. If you don't, I will.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
All right, so let's tweak it a little bit there, Christine. I need you to set communication boundaries with your coworker today.
I need you to send communication boundaries with your coworker.
Today.
Oh my God, I went to type coworker and it just typed cow. All right, hey, the more I think about this, the more upset I get. I don't feel like I'm heard or respected. I need you to set communication boundaries with your coworker today.
Said.
There you go. I'm at the same age, man. I could literally be looking at my phone and looking at my thumb and want to hit the E, and for whatever reason, it hits R, and it drives me crazy.
Or sometimes Apple just screws up the autocorrect, even though you've spelled it correctly. Like, every time I try to use the F word, it changes it to duck, so then I just start quacking at people. Where I'm like, what, the duck?
Yeah, let me curse.
No, I was at a restaurant last night. I was at a restaurant last night, and I had to use the flashlight on my phone to read the menu.
I'm there, man.
Oh, my God.
I've been there.
70.
I've been there.
All right. So the husband just wrote back.
Okay.
Is he about to be the ex-husband?
He said, I told you it's not that big of a deal.
All right. There it is.
So now you have to say, like...
It's a big deal to me.
Right. I mean, he's not hearing you right now. Do we need to establish with him, like, it is 100% inappropriate that she is texting you at 1 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. How about you put, I need you to care that this is a big deal to me.
Ooh, I love
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You doofus.
Okay, I need you to care that this is a big deal to me. I 100% think it's inappropriate to text you at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
For her to text you at 1 a.m.
Yeah, for her, for your coworker to text you at 1 a.m.
Thank you.
Are you ending with the ultimatum in this text?
No, we'll send this. See if he acknowledges.
Okay, send?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seemed like such an easy solution if he does it.
Mm-hmm. How long y'all been married?
Oh, those three dots. 12 years.
12 years. Okay.
Oh, man.
You should be past this.
Right.
Scale of 1 to 10, how healthy is this marriage?
Probably not super healthy since I'm calling you guys to help me out.
Fair enough. Fair
yeah,
we don't need a number.
I'm going to go with a 2, though. She's like, I'm on a nationally syndicated radio show texting my husband right now to forcibly make him call out his coworker.
It ain't great. It ain't great, Virgil.
We're not sitting pretty right now.
Okay, so he just said, it's going to be a bigger deal for me at work. You're going to create drama where there isn't any.
I didn't know. I didn't create the drama. She did.
Yeah. I think just saying, all I'm asking you to do is tell her not to text you at 1 in the morning. That shouldn't be that hard.
Did I miss him? Is she a boss or something?
No.
So what am I saying?
I didn't create this drama. She did. Period.
Honestly, it's inappropriate for any coworker to text you at 1 a.m.
Literally, all you have to say is, please only text me during business hours.
Awesome.
It's not asking for a lot.
No. It's really not.
Not at all.
Okay, so I wrote, I didn't create the drama. She did. Literally, the only thing you have to say is, please text me during business hours. Just confirming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't want to, like, add fuel to the fire, but if he is even against that, then I start to look like, okay, why is he digging in so much on this?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, after this one, if he digs in, then be like, I see where you stand. Since you won't, I will.
It also is a little weird that he's pushing back when he could just say, sure, I'll talk to her. And then he doesn't really have to do anything. He could just say that he's going to and then just squash the drama. I also understand, like, an initial pushback. Like, don't mess with my work. Like, I know the work dynamics. You don't. But if my husband came to me and was like, this is really important to me, then I'd be like, okay, that's an easy professional boundary to draw. Like you said, just... Hey, please keep it to work hours. Mm. And you can schedule text messages. So even if it's top of mind for her, she can either send it an email or schedule her text message.
This is how I found out you can schedule text messages.
Up to 14 days in advance.
Really?
Where, how?
On iPhone.
I'm going to schedule a text for you all right now.
Schedule how you doing to all my family.
Wait, how do you... I... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We're busy scheduling inappropriate text messages to each other that are going to hit each other at 1 a.m.
No, I was going to do it mid-show so everybody's phone goes ding.
Mine's on do not disturb. Like a good radio morning soldier.
Oh, pro.
So you open the messages app.
Yeah.
Type out your message.
Okay.
Then hit the plus button and then hit, it should say send later as an option, according to Dr. Google.
Send later. Look at that.
Well, I'll be.
Here's another pro tip for iPhone. You can create a shortcut to send a text every morning to your significant other.
Oh.
And you don't have to.
What?
If really? He wanted to, he would schedule it.
I'd be offended.
Would you?
Yes. What?
Absolutely.
I'd be offended.
If I found out you were scheduling texts to me, yes.
Yes.
I think it's very thoughtful.
Okay.
All right, what you got, Christine?
All right, so he said, is this because it was from a woman? What if it was from one of my male coworkers?
Damn.
And he said, would you be acting the same way?
Well, men, it's not.
It's irrelevant.
I wouldn't even respond to that. Be like, why are you fighting this when I already told you I felt disrespected?
Oh. What are you hiding?
Ooh.
You want to flip it? Would you be acting the same way and defending it if it were a man?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
How would you feel if a male coworker texted me at 1 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty fine considering he's having an affair with this chick.
Ooh.
Abigail!
Da, da, da.
Okay, so I'm saying, why are you fighting this when I told you I already felt disrespected? How would you feel if a male coworker texted me at 1 a.m.?
I can already tell you what his response is.
It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother me at all.
I would understand.
Right. I'm secure.
Here it comes.
Sent.
Wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it does bother me. And if you don't do something, I'm already writing it in my head before he hits you back. Well, it does bother me. And if you're not going to do something about it, I am.
That's the one. That's going to get him the most.
Yep.
Okay, he said if it involved closing a deal of this magnitude, it would be fine.
Yeah, here
it is.
Okay, but she didn't actually say anything about the deal, right? Didn't she just say, I'm excited to see you
did.
And close this deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but like not like, hey, I need you to pull the reports right now.
Yeah.
Just, it was a casual text.
It wasn't like something urgent needed to be done.
Could have waited till 8 in the morning.
Yeah, could have.
Mm-hmm. I would text back, we both know that it was not a time-sensitive text. It could have waited until the morning.
Oh, before I even could finish typing that, he wrote, is this your insecurities surfacing again?
Oh, damn.
Oh, now we got the old gaslighting going on.
Those are fighting words.
I think it's just like, at this point, look, if you're not going to do anything about it today, I am.
Oh, we got to dig in now. Because he's gaslighting, so he's hiding something.
Mm-hmm. I would hit him back with a, all right.
That's the scariest thing a woman can write right there.
All right. I would be terrified.
Yeah.
All right. All right, period.
Since you won't take care of it, I will. And just leave it at that.
Mm.
I'm done.
And then don't respond back when he starts like screaming at you.
Oh, he's going to call. You're going to get a phone call. As soon as you say that, you're getting a call and you better not answer it.
But what you actually got to do is text this female coworker and say, hey, this is so-and-so's wife. I know everything. Can we talk?
Oh, my God.
And then see what she says.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. But the three dots are going again. So do I wait or do I send it?
He already gaslit you about your insecurities, right?
Yes.
It's probably
send it.
Launch.
Yep. Send it.
It's the kind of situation where even if he did it now, you'd still be mad that it took all of this to get him to do it.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen those military maps, those digital ones where the first nuclear head is launched and then the other one, some from another country, and then before you know it, it's all red and the world is gone? Yep. That's where I think we're at.
Nothing. The dots went away.
I bet. He's about to call you.
Because he's running down to her office right now.
Or she's right next to him helping him text.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Passing.
Here we go. No, do not do that. Fine, I'll talk to her. But I think it's fair to tell you not to text. What a jerk. But I think it's fair to tell you not to text me anymore during my workday since I should be focusing on work. So now, what a jerk.
Oh, cute that all of a sudden you're on board with boundaries. Don't text him back then. It's the workday.
Wow.
Seriously.
All right. Petty.
All right. Well, he's going to say something. So mission accomplished.
He's lying through his teeth.
Oh, man.
Don't text him back because it's a work day, so leave him hanging. He's going to panic, but you're really respecting his wishes. And text that bee anyway.
Nah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't
Why?
Text her.
Why? He can't demand that she don't text if you're not... He's not going to say that you can't text him.
Cassie is heading you guys down for sure divorce. Do not listen to her no matter what.
Burn the village.
Okay, he said, I've got to go into a meeting. We will talk about this when I get home.
There you go.
All right,
okay.
Dude.
All right. Please keep us in touch after this conversation. We are dying to know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. All I appreciate your help.
Good luck with your man-child.
Thanks. Bye, you guys.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.